Being a first responder like a firefighter can be a tough job, and not just physically, but psychologically. First responders see things like what they witnessed during the mass stabbing in Boise on June 30th that many of us can only imagine. And these stressful situations can take its toll, but under Idaho law, workers' compensation is not covered under insurance for things like post-traumatic stress disorder or other mental health issues. Boise Fire Chief Dennis Stone says this needs to change, but it will take an act from the legislature to make that happen. Joining me today to talk about this is Boise Fire Chief Dennis Stone and State Representative Matt Erpelding. Thank you for coming into the program.
Thank you for having us.
Dennis, I'd like to start with you, Chief. And the Idaho Industrial Commission is the agency that's in charge of workers' comp. And in a nutshell, they basically say that psychological issues are subjective.
Yes. But also, it is covered under Idaho state law if there is a physical injury that happens too. So if you have a physical injury or a physical manifestation from an incident, then so sometimes it can be covered.
So what you're saying is that if you get hurt on the job physically, mm-hmm. but there are psychological repercussions, mm-hmm. then they'll cover that.
And or if you go on a call and as you're coming back from the station have heart palpitations or something that physically manifests itself from that call is the only time it's covered. I just wanted to clarify that there is some, but it's very rare that happens right when the call happens.
So why do you believe that it's necessary that things like post-traumatic stress or other mental health issues mm-hmm. be covered, that insurance pays for this mm-hmm. under state law?
Well, firefighters and police officers and our paramedics go out on these calls every day, and it's a compounding effect. Last year, more firefighters and police officers killed themselves than died in the line of duty. Firefighters and police officers are five times more likely to suffer symptoms of PTSD than the general public. And it's just going on that call and that repeated effect over and over of seeing these things that we have good programs in the Boise Fire Department. We try to help our firefighters and we do a really good job, but sometimes they just need a little bit more help, or maybe they can't come back to work because of that.
Representative Erpelding, get me caught up on the history of what's gone on in the legislature with this issue.
This issue has been in the Idaho legislature since at least the early 90s. And if we go back even further, PTSD has been a clinically diagnosable disorder since 1980. So that's when it was first added by the American Psychological Association to the DSM manual. In 1994, there was legislation that cast an enormously wide net that cut out mental stress from being covered by workman's compensation. As a result of that, firefighters, police officers, EMT professionals, emergency room nurses were also caught up in that. In the late 90s, there were attempts by the professional firefighters and Chief Doan to add it back because they knew that this was a big concern. And now here we are 20 years later looking at it and saying, we know that PTSD is a clinically diagnosable illness, and we have professional firefighters, professional police who see things that are outside of the daily norm of any human, and it is compounding. In 2005, I did a four-month practicum in an ER and on an ambulance, and what I saw in that 4 months was enough for me to realize that it does take somebody with extraordinary coping skills and an extraordinary gift to do the work that our firefighters and our police and EMTs, first responders, do.
And Chief Doan, you've said before that it's the media, we cover these stories. We mm-hmm. cover these tragedies, like the mass stabbing that happened, the accident on Interstate 84. But from a media standpoint, we cover it, mm-hmm. and that's it. But there's another part of that story that no one else sees except for the first responders.
Yeah, and those calls, firefighters and police officers are there. Not only are they treating the victims, but afterwards they're cleaning up the scene, and they're there in the scene from both the stabbing to the recent auto accident on the freeway, that killed five mm-hmm. people. They had to cut the bodies out of the car and extricate them. When a car goes over into Lucky Peak and the family drowns, it's our firefighters that are diving in and taking that family out of the car. And it's that repeated exposure. We go on 30,000 calls a year in the Boise Fire Department, and it takes a toll.
What have some of your firefighters said to you about this? Because, as you said, this has to be a cumulative effect, because it's not just one time that this happens.
Well, we have a lot of firefighters currently that have PTSD and are being treated for it. That doesn't mean that they can't function, and that doesn't mean they can't do their job. We're just treating them, and we're trying to take care of them in the Boise Fire Department. And some of them have gone away for some treatment, and we have lots of methods. We have a peer support group. Mm-hmm. We have a critical stress management team that meets with firefighters, and then we have professional help. But what I'm talking about is after that accumulation goes on and there is some, they need some time off to go get treated, that it's not covered under workers' comp.
And that's the thing, is they're paying out of pocket for this help that they need so that they can continue to do their job and do it well, but also live a good, healthy life.
You know, our firefighters and police officers give 30 years to the city, and they're given their bodies and their minds. And shouldn't we be there to take care of them so that they can retire with dignity and with their families, too?
I'm speaking with Boise Fire Chief Dennis Stone and State Representative Matt Erpelding about workers' compensation and first responders. Representative Erpelding, at this point, we know in order for this to change, the legislature has to make a move.
Absolutely. In my conversations with a member of the Industrial Commission, there are conversations going on with the major stakeholders. There's conversations with the Fraternal Order of Police and with the professional firefighters to find a way to possibly move forward. And this is an issue that extends across party lines. So I've had conversations with many of my Republican colleagues who also support carving out at least a niche for our first responders, the folks who on a regular basis experience traumatic events that are outside of our average daily norms that most of us would never see in our lifetime. Some of our first responders see it two or three times in a month. And so there's real value across the board, and it is probably going to require legislative action.
Do you think we will see that in this next legislative session, or are we too far out to make a call like that?
I think we're too far out to make a call like that, but I'm prepared to bring bipartisan legislation with some colleagues to move it forward. I think that's the first step. But my hope is actually that the Industrial Commission and the stakeholders can move something forward that is approved and worked through in a collaborative process to make sure that it's ready to go and move forward. And so my hope is that the conversations with the Industrial Commission and with the police and fire and EMTs progresses in a way that arrives at a solution.
And Chief Doan, how do you feel about having conversations like that and where this should go next?
Well, all of our stakeholders, we've been working on a meeting in the next month. We believe that we do have bipartisan support on this, but it comes down to the details, right? Mm-hmm. So I think what it looks like, how we're going to draft that legislation, but we've been working with all those organizations from Fraternal Order of Police, Professional Firefighters of Idaho Fire Chiefs, Idaho Police Chiefs and Sheriffs, and we're going to be meeting just in the next couple of weeks to try to get our plan together and get our stakeholders together and try to work through the things that Representative Erpelding talked about.
Do you think this is a bit of an antiquated law? And what I mean by that is, Representative Erpelding, you even said this 20 years later now that we're looking at this. But since 1980, PTSD has been a diagnosable illness. In the last 20 years, we've been in a war. We have had veterans come back from active duty with PTSD. As a country, we seem to be more aware of it. Do you think that this is playing a part in maybe having these, you know, bipartisan conversations?
I think there's a shift in our overall societal view on the challenge of mental illness. That's probably the biggest thing. I mean, PTSD 1980, so it's 36 years old, 37 years old, where it's been a diagnosable illness. And Idaho is just now moving forward with crisis centers, with other processes to really try to start to address mental health issues in our state. And this is a piece of that. We have a responsibility to help folks who are struggling through a mental illness, whether it's PTSD or otherwise, to help them get to a place where they can live a full and healthy life. And if we start with an incremental change like carving out a place for our first responders, that's forward progress. And I think that's how the legislature needs to be looking at this antiquated approach to to lawmaking and workman's compensation.
And Chief Doan, you've said you have had firefighters with PTSD. They've gone through treatment. They can get to the other side.
Oh, absolutely. I've talked to many of our firefighters that have had outpatient treatment, and they're doing well. But we need to continue down this road and continue to support them so that they have that that support and help and can retire with dignity. And, you know, it manifests itself if it's not taken care of in alcohol problems, in drug problems, in divorce. We have a high divorce rate in the fire service and alcoholism and prescription pills. And I believe that is manifested because of the things that are happening from on the job. And we're working really hard to prevent these and to try to help our firefighters. But we just need that support and that help. You know, I'm an employer, too. I employ 300 firefighters, and I understand that we have budgets, and I understand that we need to be fiscal responsibility, and we are and will be. But at the end of the day, our firefighters protect our city each and every day, and it's time for us to stand up for them.
I really appreciate both of you coming in and talking about this today and giving us some more clarity about this issue. My guest today, Boise Fire Chief Dennis Doan, State Representative Matt Erpelding. We've been discussing workers' compensation for first responders. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks very much.